The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local at Schmoe's Brewery, 2600 Patterson Southeast. We are just north of 28th Street on Patterson. If you're out doing your shopping, you got to swing by here. Got some special guests on the show today. Barbecue Bob is with his family. We're going to be hooking up with him in just a second. But sitting in with me is Chaz Thompson from the brewery and Brett Bikita. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning. I've been here like 45 minutes and I'm in love with this place. I feel like I'm having a holiday party in a basement somewhere with the best of friends, and I've just met all of you guys, except for Job. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the guys are just showing up. One of them just walked in wearing his pajamas. He's here for the breakfast. We're going to get seven courses of bacon in him and celebrate our 7 years.
Well, why get dressed? It's just the basement, right? Come on.
Yeah, come on over.
You got to get down here and check this out. But we're going to shoot live down to somewhere southeast of here to talk to Barbecue Bob. Bob, you out there?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Bob. We miss you, but not much, baby.
Well, after listening to Bikita describe it, I felt really homesick all of a sudden.
I was just going to say, thanks, Bob, for missing this one so I could be here. I appreciate that.
Hey, yeah, Bob, I sent you a picture.
You know, the only satisfaction I can get out of it is knowing that Rebecca's not working today because, you know, you're not getting the whole package.
Oh, but we've got Alexis working this
morning. I know. I wasn't going to slip that out. But, hey, I'm really sorry that I had to miss that. I went down there yesterday, and I filled up some growlers, and Rebecca helped me out and got me set up with some, oh, my goodness, I got some Schwartz. I got some Treasure Chest. I got, of course, a little bit of, I walked out of there. I had to take two trips and load my trunk up. Well, I got into my Christmas party last night, and I swore I would just open one of the growlers up, Chaz. And
never happens.
Yeah, two of them are gone now. So
never underestimate the job.
Right.
I'll tell you what. If you want a great Christmas idea, this is it. You go down to Schmoe's and you fill some growlers up. And Chaz was nice enough to even let me use some old ones that I gathered from different remotes we did. You don't even have to use theirs, but if you don't have any, of course you can buy Schmoe's growlers. And when you walk into a Christmas party with a couple of those, let me tell you something. Your people are impressed because not only does it look like you're thoughtful, but when you open that thing up and pour out, like I did last night, some ESB, some of that Treasure Chest, and you give them just a nice little taster glass, you watch their eyes light up and they go, "What is this again?"
It's real beer, Bob.
It's pretty impressive.
You got to tell them it's real beer.
And that, hey, Bob, Schwartz, did you get the picture? Did you get the picture on your phone yet that Chaz sent you?
You know,
he took a picture of me.
I just rolled out of bed a little while ago because we had so many of those growlers.
Job's drinking the Bone Crusher Bacon Stout, which is a Bone Crusher Stout with a stick of bacon in it. It was really funny just as you were talking there. He's taking a swig of it and bites off a chunk of bacon. So he's chewing his stout. And he was grinning from ear to ear, Bob. You were missing it.
Wish you were here, Daddy.
Oh,
wish you were
right here. That's excellent. Yeah.
But anyway, Bob, you're going to break down a little holiday recipe for us. You've got some sort of a ham gig that you're doing for the family down there. Tell us a little bit about it because it sounds pretty good to me.
Forget it. We're just talking ham on the grill there. You know, the Schmoe's is much more interesting.
Ham on the grill's good, though.
Yeah, it is.
So the sweet grilled ham steaks, excellent recipe. It's very easy. And you can't screw this one up. You just get a little bit of orange juice, cider vinegar, a little brown sugar, and some allspice, honey, some powdered mustard, or if you have regular mustard, it's fine. And then make sure you have lots of ginger. And four nice, big, thick, bone-in, butt-portion steaks. And you just combine all those ingredients. And you throw these steaks in there into a Ziploc bag, and you keep them for a couple of hours. And you take half of that marinade out. I'm sorry, you only use about half the marinade for the steaks. You take the other half and store it, and as you're grilling, you keep glazing the ham with it.
Yeah, there's a couple things there that Bob said that are worth mentioning. We'll put this up on the Grilling Guys website at thegrillingguys.com. We're going to call it Sweet Grilled Ham Steaks. But the thing that he mentioned the most, that's most important there, is separating the marinade, keeping half of it back. Never, ever, guys, never, ever use the marinade that you soak the meat in for the glaze afterwards. It's just not a good idea. You can if you're careful, but the rule of thumb is separate it, keep some aside, glaze with the clean stuff, throw the stuff away that you soak the meat in.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to get it real nice.
In all actuality, hams that you buy are fully cooked, so you can't really hurt anything. But I guess a good rule of thumb is exactly what Job just said. And I got to tell you, I was standing there at the Schmoes last night, and I looked up at the blackboard, and I saw the great artwork, and the whole place was packed with guys, and I felt pretty sad. I got to be honest with you. I knew I was going to miss out on something, and I'm getting all these nasty text messages from people and everything.
Yeah, the word did get out that you were going to be gone.
Well,
hey, Bob.
It's a tough one to miss.
Yeah, you are missing out, brother, but we'll make sure that we take lots of pictures for you so you know what you missed.
That's
but
great.
Anyway.
And I'm glad, Brett, I'm glad you got a chance to go down there because that is your kind of joint.
Well, I appreciate it, Bob. And by the way, happy holidays to you and your family. It is that Christmas time. I know, Jop, you've got your big one tomorrow. I got a family Christmas tomorrow. So be safe and happy holidays, Bob.
Hey, thanks. By the way, Bakita, I'm headed up to Mecosta County Tuesday to knock down that Bambi of my Bowtech. I got one chance up to hunt yet, so I will get you some jerky Tuesday.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah. All right, Bob, we'll check back with you next hour when we're going to be breaking down something called a spadgecock turkey. You're not going to want to miss that because that's a technique that Bob's got down. So we'll chat with you in about an hour, Bob.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, that was Barbecue Bob somewhere in southeast Michigan with his family. I think he's got 20, 25 people he's partying with down there for a couple
days.
You
know, in Bob's defense, he told me yesterday, he says, you know, if my in-laws were flaky, I would have blown it off. But they're great people. So
right.
I said, all right, I forgive you, but I'm still going to give you a lot of business on the air.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He didn't leave us hanging. He just left us. So that's good. But anyway, yeah, so what we're going to talk about is, okay, Bob's got some grilled ham steaks. What happens if some of that is left over? And what do you do with it? You know what? One of the things that we're all dealing with right now is the kids are home for the next couple weeks.
Yep.
Right? And the school's out, and the kids are home, and they want to do something fun. I'm bored. Right? Well, here's one of the things you do. Mom, Dad, take them out back. Teach them how to use the grill. Okay? It's snowing outside. It's cold, but you can still use the grill. Good family stuff if you just teach a little safety. But one of the things that kids always like to do is put stuff on skewers. Okay? Make kebabs, if you will. That ham steak that Bob was talking about, if you had some of that left, I don't know about your house, Brett, but every time I cook, there's always leftover.
Absolutely.
You know, you never want to run out of anything,
no.
Right? So if you got some of that ham left over, cube it up in like little one-inch cubes, run it on a skewer, alternate it with pieces of pineapple. So you've got ham and pineapple, kind of a little Hawaiian treat, and put that on the grill. Get it hot. Like Bob said, the ham's already cooked, but get the pineapple hot. And you just take a bite of that ham and pineapple together. I'm sure we've all had Hawaiian pizzas and how that tastes. But just a great little treat, cool way to use leftovers. And you know what I like about kebabs is you don't need any utensils. They're built with a utensil, right? So you just grab those with your mouth, slide them off, and you're having a treat.
So you can have lunch in the snow on the deck.
Right.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
You know, it's funny you bring that up because that's something I didn't mention earlier with my novice grilling expertise is the fact that kebabs is what my wife loves, and I wanted to get your thoughts on what not to use on a kebab. Because to me, tomatoes always seem to, they don't last.
Right. Well, and the thing is about kebabs is that you have to kind of pair up what it is you're making with other items, because if you've got a big inch and a half cube of beef, that's going to take a lot longer to cook
right.
than a tomato beside it. So what you're talking about is the tomato's overcooked and it falls apart before
right.
the beef is done.
Right.
So we'll come back. We'll bust that down in the next segment on what to do with a kebab. But largely that's the problem that everybody has is you got to think about cooking times of all the things that are on the kebab and make sure that you're not cooking one thing to death while the other one's just getting done.
Just not what looks good, what cooks good.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, man. Yeah, he is a novice, but check that out. We're using that one from here forward. Doesn't have to look good. It's got to cook good. But coming up next, we're going to go out to Al and Bob Sports. We're going to talk a little bit about Christmas gifts they've got out there. And they've got a program out there called Camp Cuervo that we're going to talk about as well. So stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We're live at Schmoe's Brewery, 2600 Patterson. Stop by. We got movie tickets and bacon 7 ways. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
Pretending when it all had turned from green to red.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM.